This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Couple of days, I'm going to sound a little scratchy because of something I did that was sort of silly, actually. Victoria thinks it was silly. Jennifer thinks it was silly. And Kara thinks it was silly. I had a reaction to some gluten pizza, so I did what I always do. Take a capful of apple cider vinegar and sort of not chug it, but sip it down. But for some reason, it didn't like going down my throat when I did it.
Because you're supposed to dilute it in water.
I know.
Right.
So from now on, I'll do that. Meanwhile,
you gotta read the instructions.
Came back
I know
up.
You hate them. You know, we're always talking about Doug being a little, like, mentally off. Maybe it's just his eyesight, because he can't read instructions. He can't read labels.
That's not true at all. I'm very
disrespectful. You don't take... It is not. You don't follow your instructions on balance of nature. You only take one instead of the three at one time you're supposed to take. You don't dilute your apple cider vinegar, and now your throat's on fire. I mean, maybe we should start looking at some, you know, some new eyeglasses.
Really?
Yeah, really. Really.
I think he can read them fine. I think he just doesn't follow whatever he reads.
Bingo.
I think it's something about being...
I don't think I read them. That's the thing.
Well, I think it's something, too, about being given directions. He doesn't like following directions.
Yes, that's right. So don't tell me what to do,
Victoria. He doesn't like authority.
Yeah. All right. So, speaking of that, I've forgotten that we had an affiliate with the call letters WGOD. And...
Wow.
The only reason I sort of found out about it is because they're on the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Hurricane Irma knocked them off the air. The company that owns the station is called Three Angels Group, which I find interesting. They've had a lot of damage there, as you can imagine. excuse me. Part of what they do on the air, Jennifer, is what the company that you, the local station that you work on in Los Angeles, does a lot of this as well. It's called Christian Teaching, the Word of God. That's why the call letter is WGOD. I'd forgotten it. If I did know it, I'd forgotten it. So let's wish them well. I have a thought. I'm going to share this with you, all of you, and you tell me what you think. You easily can get at me, Twitter, at Doug Steffen. The ladies will follow. You can Twitter to Jennifer, at Jennifer Horn, Instagram as well, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. The reality of these mass shootings that happen in our country, I was looking at something on The Onion. Onion always parodies the news. And in this circumstance, they have time after time after time after time run with the same headline. No way to prevent this, says One Nation, where this regularly happens. And I wonder whether that's a reminder of what has happened. I think I have said this on the air a couple of times this week in a roundabout way. Excuse me. This has become a habit. We're in a country where we have the freedom granted to us by our forefathers who said, you need to be able to protect yourself. You need to be able to have arms, weapons, and that sort of thing. So you have, here it is. This is it. But the situation in Las Vegas is the same thing, but it isn't, because it's bigger. Other than that, it's the same stuff. Same old, same old. And the response that I'm hearing, and that's why I don't talk about it much on the air, because it's the same old, same old. And I don't mean Victoria on one side, Jennifer on the other side, X person on one side, the other side. I just find that because the liberals say... The conservatives have blood on their hands. The conservatives say that the proposals are unworkable to fix this, or they're irrelevant, or whatever it is. So we go back and forth. And because of the news cycle, And the fact that we as Americans have such a short attention span, then, you know, so today or this week, this is what a lot of people are talking about. Next week, last week it was Irma or whatever the hurricane was. And this week it's this, and next week it'll be something else. And so we really don't, as I think we've already established, there's so much information that isn't there. You don't know what the girlfriend's role was. You don't know what this guy's mental state of mind was. It's back and forth and up and down and in and out. And so I just wonder how productive these conversations are. The crowd ran away, as you would expect, and some people got hurt because of that. The fact that there are advocates of gun control who say basically the same thing, and they make sense. And then there are gun activists on the other side who say the same old thing, and what they say makes sense. So here I am sitting in the middle, as I often am, with a thought about how, I mean, remember, let's just go back. There were conversations just like this after the Pulse nightclub shooting, after the school got shot up in Connecticut at Sandy Hook, at Virginia Tech. We've had these same conversations over and over and over again. And because, as I've just said, there are a lot of things that, you know, come about. Something else will happen next week. The shiny penny will bring us away from this. So everybody will forget about it and let's move on. And that's kind of, maybe it isn't an analysis. Maybe it's just, when I looked at something, there are 500,000 automatic weapons in our country today. There's a lot of automatic weapons.
Who needs that? I don't understand.
I don't know
that.
If it's up to you. I would ask that question. Yes, I would ask the same question, but is it up to me or you to come up with an answer?
Well, who is it up to then? You know, I mean, well, I feel like a lot of people feel like, well, it's not up to us. It's up to the Constitution, and it's up to, you know.
Well, it's up to those people that we have supposedly hired to manage things, because we can't all, singularly, we can't manage anything other than our own lives. So we manage our lives, we manage maybe a business, but we can't manage the country. So if there are enough people who say one thing or the other, and there's enough pressure applied, even in this atmosphere of craziness in Washington, there will be something done on one side or the other. I don't think we need any more laws. I think the directive should come down that they better be enforced or you at your peril. If the administration wants to do all of this stuff that they're doing with illegal immigration, spend a lot of time on that, or maybe the focus comes away from that a little bit, and we focus on this. And you want to, there are all kinds of federal programs to enforce different laws. So you give the towns, the cities, the states the incentive, if you really are serious about this, give them the funds to enforce the law. The law is there. It's just not being enforced.
Well, I mean, it's really hard to lump. I know it's our tendency because it's how we process stuff. It's hard to lump the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub into this mass shooting in Las Vegas. The difference is that Omar Mateen, the shooter at the Pulse nightclub, was known to the FBI. The FBI had investigated him several times and let him go. To me, that was more of a failure on the part of the FBI. This was someone who shouldn't have been sold guns in advance of his attack. With this person at the in Las Vegas, with Stephen Paddock, he had no record. He lived under the radar, really had no friends. Police are now saying he probably planned this attack for about 2 months beforehand, and maybe the only person to know could have been this girlfriend that's just returning back to LAX. Yeah, and got $100,000 maybe for hush money. Who knows? I mean, we're going to find this out, what the motivations were, whether he was radicalized or whether he had a political bone to pick with the world or whether he had gambling debts. I mean, these are all things that are still questions that are hanging out there. But he wasn't known to anybody. He bought these guns legally. He went to a hotel and checked in. He was a smart guy, hate to say it, but he was a smart guy who figured out a way to do something that was virtually undetectable. And so this, sadly, as much as it pains everybody, because we want to explain it, we want to stop it, no one wants to see this kind of stuff again. What could have been done different? And I think we're hard-pressed to find that answer. I don't know if anybody could have stopped this.
Well, yeah, you may be right. And I'm not sure the conversation goes any further than it has. I had a couple of thoughts and I wanted to share them. 16 past the hour. Here's another thought for those of you who need a very good night's sleep. There are plural, any number of reasons to go to MyPillow.com to find what they have beside the special 50% off on the pillows that we have. Two of the regular pillows and two of their special travel pillows. You have a natural cycle of sleep. And in that time, your body needs to get away from light and needs to get away from thought, needs to get away from pain. You need to get a good night's rest. And you can't do that if you have lousy pillows. And I guarantee you that your pillows are awful if you've had them for more than a year, no matter what brand they are, no matter where you got them. I'm looking at some of the pillows. I got some My Pillows in my bed. I got some other pillows that I got from Macy's, the hotel pillows, and they're all worn out. And they don't last. They aren't made to last, no matter who makes them, more than a year. Even though, in the terms of My Pillow, they have a 10-year warranty. You could say, well, why they have a 10-year warranty? Well, I don't know why they have a 10-year warranty, because I know that pillows ought to be changed every year. You can wash these. That's one of the good things about them. Machine washable. Now, they have the internal workings, the I don't know if you call it stuffing. What do you call it? Padding? What's inside the pillow?
The filling.
Thank you. The filling is a patented fill that allows you to shape the pillow. Jennifer talks about this all the time. She shapes it, kind of punches it around. That's a good thing. You get it at the end of the day, get a little of the oof out. Let's punch the pillow a couple times, shape it up, and then go to sleep. And so you can do that. You can do almost anything that is really good and healthy for you during your sleep process starts with a good pillow, and My Pillow has the best. And now you get two premium pillows, two travel pillows at 50% off the four-pack price. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. That's it, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We'll be right back. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Musicians who are focusing on what happened in Las Vegas have plenty to say about the event, about their future. Jason Aldean is one of them. Because of the event in Las Vegas last Sunday, during Jason Aldean's set, he announced that his next set of scheduled shows are all canceled. He's on his They Don't Know tour. Shows lined up for L.A. on the 6th at the Forum, Jennifer. San Diego on the 7th. Anaheim on the 8th. But he said it's the right thing to do, canceling these concerts. It's been an emotional time for everybody involved. So we plan to take some time to mourn the ones we've lost and be close to our family and friends. Plan is to resume the tour the following week in Tulsa. First time back on stage will be a tough emotional thing, but we'll get. Is he talking about we as in me, or does he have, is he talking about his group? It's always,
I think he's talking about him, his band, and the fans. I'm sure it's emotional. And I think, he, you know, I had tickets to his Friday show in Los Angeles at the Forum and got the notification that they would just refund the money. I have to say I understand his decision, because especially when you think about geographically how L.A. is such a feeder city for Las Vegas, so many of the victims in this shooting were actually connected to Southern California.
A lot of radio people from Southern California radio stations were over at that thing.
Yeah, there were. I mean, there's so many people that are coming out of the woodwork now saying, I was there, I was shot, I was this, I was that. I mean, it's unbelievable, the connections. And I think that would have only added to the emotions and the drama if he'd had his first show back in Los Angeles.
All right, Keith Urban was in Nashville, and he decided to pay tribute to the victims. A lot of mourners stood at a candlelight vigil at the amphitheater in Nashville. And the gathering featured performances by Keith Urban, Vince Gill, Amy Grant, Alison Krauss, the Cox family. Keith Urban told the crowd he was shell-shocked upon learning of the shooting, delivered an emotional version of Bridge Over Troubled Water. Here it is. Also, had a brief lick of Free Fallin' from Tom Petty, tribute to him and his passing. He told the audience explaining the Vegas shooting to his 9-year-old daughter, driving her to school. He told her, quote, "These were innocent people, horrifically taken. They're like family. It's the one thing about country music that always has been at the center of it, and it's about community." So I did know those people in that way, and it hit me. So some food for thought from Keith Urban. As we're on the Las Vegas train, the Jennifer, she was going to do one of those residency things in Las Vegas.
She has
right?
been doing it. Yeah.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Next
it's very
dates.
Popular.
Yeah. Planet Hollywood. She says, I'm going to, let's see here. She had concerts scheduled for Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week, but they're just canceled, right?
Yep.
She has, they've sent refunds. Jennifer, you said that's you got a refund from the forum, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah. So that's the normal thing to do, I guess, on this mm-hmm. circumstance. So a lot of people being thoughtful when it comes to this sort of thing. And it's appropriate. Lopez is really everywhere, isn't she? She has
she is.
Music with a TV show. I think she's in a movie. And she's doing these live performances.
She has two TV shows. She's got World of Dance, the dance competition show.
Yeah.
She's got Shades of Blue.
Yep.
The Vegas residency. She's got different tours that she's doing. She's everywhere.
Jennifer, do me a favor. Leave some money for somebody else, will you, please?
Right.
Leave a little on the table, please. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
On the radio, or you can check out our weekly podcast that Kara prepares, DJV show, but it's blogtalkradio.com. And this time next week, you'll just be able to go to DJV.com, DJVshow.com, and click the button, and you'll hear the podcast, most recent one, and then a bunch more. We'll have them all sort of collected, Kara, right? We just leave them there, and we add to them every week. Isn't that how that works?
That's how it works. There's just a player, and you can see all of the podcasts together.
Woo-ha! Hi to the people listening in the Portland area of Oregon today, and Charlotte, North Carolina, that area, mid-central Texas. How do you do? Getting back on the radio there. Western Pennsylvania, the folks who are all over California, Jennifer's home state, Salt Lake City, home of Dr. Jack Stockwell, listening in today. How do you do? And then we go to Florida. I just saying hi to people that I'm hearing from. Albuquerque, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Most of the stations that carry this program are in medium-sized markets. The what we call, I guess, the heart and soul, the backbone of America. That's where we play best. And thank you for that. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the DJV show. The chatter. I'm moving myself away a little bit from the chatter about the situation in Las Vegas to the chatter of things going on in the Caribbean. Here's a great story about a 15-year-old kid named Salvador Gomez Colon. He has decided, after having been hunkered down for a while, that he wanted to raise some money. And in this circumstance, he is using it to buy solar lamps. His mother and he have been eating one meal a day. And they've got an 80-year-old grandparent apparently living with them as well. So they want to make sure everybody's got enough to eat. Family lives in a building with a generator. Doesn't run all the time, but it has been running. But you can't imagine how, I think, unless you go through it, even the simplest things, like going to the bathroom, having a glass of water, washing up, things like that, having something to eat, they're a real problem. So this youngster has decided to take some action. He launched a crowdfund called Light and Hope for Puerto Rico. It's on the platform Generosity, the fundraising platform Generosity. And so far he's raised about about $50,000. He set a target of $100,000, plans to use the money to buy portable lamps and washing machines for residents in some of the areas that are really messed up in around the city of, wherever, San Juan and out into the hinterlands of Puerto Rico. The entire power grid is down. Some communities don't have anything, so he reached out directly to manufacturers, and they're coming to the aid, the rescue, if you will. One company in California called D-Light donated $500 to his campaign, offered a discount on their solar-powered lamps. Why don't you just give them to him?
I know, right? That seems a little cheap. 500 bucks and a discount?
Here's another firm, Omnivoltaic. Is that how you pronounce it?
Omnivoltaic?
That could be it, too.
Mm-hmm.
From Hong Kong, said it would donate 100 of its portable lights. Let's see here. Solar Sister, a nonprofit in Washington, is helping as well. This organization providing portable solar power lamps to communities with electricity in Africa. So the person who runs it, Neha Misra, heard about Salvador's mission from his mother. She'd met apparently doing some community work, and so she's trying to extol the value and virtue of what he's trying to do. And they obviously don't have any internet connection down there. It's just all word-of-mouth stuff. So here's a kid in the ninth grade who's a community activist. An organizer, if you will, said, my mom instilled in me that when we were very little, we needed to be involved. She told me if I want to do this, I have to make sure I go through with it all the way to the end. Follow through. What a great lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. And that's kind of neat, I think.
Isn't it also kind of interesting that it really brings up a great argument for being in favor of solar? I mean, All these islands, they get nothing but sun. It just seems like, and the Puerto Rico power grid is so decrepit, just makes so much sense. As they rebuild, I hope that they really do use things like wind and solar, because there's a lot of trade winds down there, too.
I would imagine a lot of that has to do with their economy, which has been really struggling, and maybe they just didn't have the money to do that kind of technology.
Yeah.
Why does Puerto Rico get a bad rap? Asking the question. Yeah, it does. And I'm going back to when I was a kid. A lot of Puerto Ricans lived in Framingham, and their part of town was a mess. It was awful, and the kids were, and I'm not sure, I'm thinking back, is this profiling? I don't remember being taught anything about anything. I learned on my own about various races and religions and things. So the Puerto Ricans were always different. And I can remember even one teacher saying something that was pretty derogatory about Puerto Ricans always looking dirty.
Ugh.
And, stuff like that. So But they didn't stay in Framingham. The Brazilians moved in and sort of pushed them out of where they were and cleaned up that part of town. But I'm thinking about what the rap was on Puerto Ricans and whether or not that doesn't affect people going there, wanting to. San Juan's quite an interesting, old, very historic city. Very interesting place to visit. I've only been there once, but it looked like a pretty interesting place to me. But the reason I bring it up is because people get these ideas in their heads about people and how they are. You know, all this guy, all Republicans are this way. All Democrats are that. All rich people are this way. All tall people are that way. All Jews are this way. You know, that kind of stuff. And I think that that has, just my own observation, I think that's hurt Puerto Rico. That's just my...
You know, I mean, the sad truth is Puerto Rico has been in a pretty bad state for a long time. And long before we were involved with any of the dog rescue that we do from Puerto Rico, I grew up on the beach at the Jersey Shore, and all of our surfer friends, my whole life, as soon as we were old enough to go away on trips and stuff, all the surfers have gone there. And for the last probably 10 years, the report on everybody coming back was everyone's left Puerto Rico. The students, they graduate from college, and then they leave, they go to the mainland. And the crime is really, really rampant.
Yeah,
and the only people who the only people who are left there are people who are too poor to leave, surfers who go and, you know, come and go with the waves and the seasons, and criminals. I mean, that's literally that's the report I've been hearing for the last 10 years on it.
So, that's kind of what I was saying. You know?
There is some truth in you know, Puerto Rico gets a bad rap, but Puerto Rico hasn't also been that great either. Now, on the other side of that, there's also a really strong family community there. There are a lot of people who are doing good. This 15-year-old kid who's in ninth grade, he and his mother, you know, his mother's been a longtime community activist. There are a lot of great people there, too. So it's, you know, the bad has kind of been outweighing.
Hard to generalize, and we find that every day. Every time you generalize about a group, you get bitten in your butt because it doesn't shake out.
Right. So. A lot of medical students, American medical students, go to medical school in Puerto Rico because it's easier to get in. You know, they go there for a year. Oh,
really?
Yeah. They go there for a year, and then they transfer into other other medical schools on the mainland. And so there's a lot of student population going in and out, but they're not contributing to the economy there. And that's a huge part of it.
That didn't make me feel really good when you said they go to medical school there because it's easier to get in.
But the truth is, they
confident.
Do. I know, but they do. There are a lot. And I mean, they do. And so, but surfers are not contributing to the economy. Students are not either, and criminals certainly aren't. So you have a very small population of people who can actually help the economy.
Yeah. All right, some good food for thought. Thank you, Victoria. Here's something I want you to think about, having all the energy that you want, you need, all day long energy. Unfortunately, fatigue often gets in the way, even for everyday activities, and it seems to get worse every year. So when you're 20, when you're close to Kara's age, your body has a natural ability to maintain healthy circulation. But by the time you're Jennifer's age, the ability decreases.
I don't like when he says that
just
at all.
Just stack it on, babe. Stack it on. It's not like life has been hard enough. To go ahead.
Well, you feel tired. You get on. You do Super Beats every day. We all do Super Beats.
When you're Jennifer's age, you can barely open the canister.
I wasn't saying it quite that way, but I was trying to make a point. Sometimes I make the points better than other times. I was thinking, I saw something in one of the promotional blurbs about Super Beats that athletes in England, the Summer Games a few years ago, surprised the field with many medals, and the reports later were that they were all using Super Beats. It was just about the time Super Beats was announced. Super Beats promotes your body's natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy, increased stamina all day long. Only Super Beets, made from beets grown to exacting standards on that 400-acre farm they have. Then they are cooked, and then they're dried, they're powdered. Superfood crystals, Super Beets crystals. Just mix a teaspoon into a few ounces of water, drink it up. No jittery side effects, no spike and crash, no sugar at all. My experience with Super Beats is just that. It's great because it gets the blood to my muscles, to my brain, all over my body. So, if you want to increase your own natural energy, you go to Doug DougLikesBeats.com. DougLikesBeats.com. Order your first supply. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. So DougLikesBeats.com. That's where you start. DougLikesBeats.com. And you get free shipping as well. Order your first supply. See if it doesn't do exactly as we are suggesting. This is a great company. 30-day supply of Super Beats free. And you get the indicator strips now, too, to see how Super Beats is working. See how much nitric oxide there is in your system. All right? So here you do. Here's what you do. You go to DougLikesBeats.com. Do it right now while you're thinking about it.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's Marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's Marketplace. Deb Liu is Vice President of Facebook's Marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, more people in the news. The question has come with those who have lots of idle time. Why do Prince Harry and Meghan hold hands and have a lot of PDA when his brother doesn't do any of that? William and Kate, never.
Harry's the hot one. Come on.
Harry's
just more affectionate, naturally.
Right. Is there some code of ethics? The royals
Plus, he's not really Charles' son, so that makes
sense. Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's also probably because he's not next in line for the throne, so he can kind of do whatever the heck he wants.
Yeah. So is there, do you think there's a, in looking at this contextually, is there a code of honor? The Queen says, don't hold your hands in public.
You know, I was reading an article.
The Queen never shows any signs. You don't even look at her husband.
I don't think that, I don't think that there's a rule, but I think that the Queen doesn't. So I think Prince William is just taking after her and doing the same thing because she's, you know, going to be his biggest role model when it comes to being on the crown, right?
Or
being on the throne.
Has she officially announced that William will be the next king?
I don't think that she has.
Still kind of up in the air?
No.
Well, didn't we have something about that a couple of weeks ago? And it seemed obvious that he was going to be the next king?
I mean, I think we all think that, but I don't know if she's made that announcement that Charles is getting skipped over.
You know what? Everyone thinks that, and I hope that he's the next one, but I was reading some article, because apparently I'm one of those people who has a lot of time on their hands to read about the royals.
Yes, you must.
And it seems like what it was saying is that she doesn't even have the authority to decide that. That she can't just skip the next generation, that it automatically goes to whoever her closest descendant is, and then it's up to Parliament to make that decision or a law.
Okay, so here I'm going to leave this conversation with this comment and a groan. Why is it that these guys who are like Harry and William like thin, flat-chested women?
Oh, Dougie.
See, I knew you.
They're very lovely women.
Count. I didn't say they weren't. 10 before the hour.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Now 53 after the hour, time for a visit with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show at petshow.com. Heard every weekend, a lot of good things coming, the podcast. Check it out at iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Warren is here to celebrate World Animal Day. It takes place on the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi. Started in 1931 in Italy. The annual celebration is a popular day in which we remember the important role that animals play in our world, as well as the people who devote their lives working to protect animals, like Warren and Victoria, who is very involved in that rescue operation down in Puerto Rico. So today, you're encouraged to ditch your fur. Don't buy products tested on animals. And maybe of greater concern to the majority, convert to vegetarianism. Well, fur, I don't know anybody who wears furs anymore. And I think people are very conscious about products tested on animals. Don't you, Warren?
Absolutely. I think more and more people are aware to read the labels and make sure they're cruelty-free products, no matter what they buy, even products for their pets.
Yeah, right. So, but we can celebrate World Animal. We have a lot of interesting information about cats and cows coming right up here. Stand by.
Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
All right, let's get to it, Juan. First of all, the study that suggests cats have small brains, I was just stopping that cats have small brains.
Yeah, but size isn't everything, Doug. Remember that.
I thought size was very important. Anyway, keep going.
They say that even though the cat's brain is smaller than the dog's brain, it's much more complex, which means that cats are much closer in the way they think and the way they react, more like people than dogs are. And I can buy that because, let's face it, we were talking about this off the air. Cats can be kind of crazy sometimes, and look at the people we know.
Yeah. In common.
And listen how smart they are. The average cat spends 70% of their day sleeping, where the average dog only spends about maybe 10 or 12 hours a day sleeping.
Yeah. All right. One more thing, Doug.
I can't forget this.
Another paradox.
This is for you especially, Doug. One of the best things a single gentleman could do is to have a cat, not just for the company either. It turns out men who own cats are more lucky in love than those who don't have cats.
That's shocking.
There you go.
Really? That is shocking.
There you go.
I want to look at that study. So here is the truth about cows. There's a new book out called The Secret Life of Cows. How much close contact have you had with cows? Maybe I'm the one who's the expert here when it comes
to cows. Well, you are. But you know, when I had my rescue up in Cobleskill, New York, you know, I was surrounded by dairy farms, so I spent a lot of time, in fact, most of my days there. And one of the things that amazed me growing up, you know, being born in the Bronx and growing up on Long Island and not being exposed to cows, is just how incredibly emotional, how incredibly bright they really, really are. And that's something I never understood before. And you would know more than I do, Doug.
Well, this book examines cows and their personalities, and as I can tell you, cows have as many different kinds of personalities as people, and they are going to be as they are treated. A cow, however, will produce 450 extra quarts of milk every year if it has a name. All of my cows had names. They know their names. They get used to that connection or the affection that's shown to them. We had a fabulous herd of cows. I never really pushed them over the years, like a lot of dairies do, because I didn't think that wasn't important to me. They had a good, healthy life. And again, I use the same example for dogs, cats, human beings. Treat them as you want to be treated. That perhaps is the lesson here. 59 after the hour with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.